Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Nate Darling Show. Thank you for downloading, listening along on the website, participating in the show. Did something a little different tonight. Put out a little note saying we were recording if anybody had any ideas of crazy stuff to talk about. And got some suggestions that we are already going to talk about. And something a little bit different. So, yeah, keep that up.
Who doesn't like different?
Keep it up. And also, anytime you can email us, you can send me a note on Twitter. You can send us a Facebook message. If there's something that you find interesting you'd like us to blather on about a bit, just go ahead and reach out.
And touch someone.
We'll be there. I was going to go with the old Motown song, Jason.
I was going to go cheapen it with an AT&T reference.
You're going to do...
What?
Cheapen it with an AT&T reference.
What?
Well, AT&T, who bought out all...
All of these things are now at my fingertips. So, get ready. Get ready, world.
That's a moose soup.
What?
I think that's my favorite one. I mean...
What? Did you say something?
I like that. I like this.
Look at me. Look at me. What? Look at this. What? Look at this. Huh? What? What?
I mean, it's classic Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What? Did you say something?
Classic Stone Cold Steve Austin. So all of these things are at our fingertips. So coming up on the show today, we've got some of the things that people in different states hate the most when they're dating. Mm. Also, there's been a little bit of NBA intrigue and drama in Cleveland. Talk about Kyrie and LeBron, where that's going. And breaking news, Justin Bieber has canceled the rest of his tour, and we will tell you why that is. It's not what you think.
It's not.
It's not. It's okay. Not. It's not that he got kicked out of China.
Oh.
Or banned from Beijing, or okay. However you want to look at it. Before we get into any of that, how was your week, Jason? How was solo Jason doing?
Oh man, I've kept myself busy so I don't have to dwell or think about it. The fact that my wife
what
I know. So I went and saw Spider-Man, and I saw Wonder Woman on Saturday.
And how were those two?
Well, so Spider-Man, I loved it, and if we have an airing of the grievances later, I don't know if we are or not.
Not scheduled, but okay. Those can come up at any moment.
Well, okay, so I just want to say, like, I love Spider-Man. Like, it's what I would love to, it's what I love to see for the character of Spider-Man, a fun-loving like kid. You know, like Tobey Maguire almost was it, but still a little sullen. And then Andrew Garfield, mm-hmm. You know, not really a kid, more of a later. You know, anyhow, and they're both origin stories, and this one kind of stuck right in the center of. Like, hey, he knows what's going on, you know. So I really enjoyed it, and it's my favorite probably of the Spider-Man movies.
Okay, cool.
So that being said, fuck you, Tom Holland, and all the other people out there that overhype shit and ruin it for everybody else.
What?
Yeah, fuck all of them. Because here's the thing. Like, I would have, like, said that Spider-Man was amazing, like, it was really great. And the only negative thing I can say about it is the fact that Tom Holland said that it was a great movie, that it was awesome, that it was a lot of fun, and that he thought that it could stand alone by itself as like a teenage coming-of-age story high school movie. No, it fucking can! It's Spider-Man! There's no
and
way!
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
It just came out of nowhere.
Yeah. But why would he go and say that? And, like, get me to even think about that, because I never would have thought about that. I never would have thought, like, is this going to be, like, a Ferris Bueller type, you know, awesome throwback to the 80s, you know, movie like that. It could have been a what's the guy's name that fucking directed those films?
John Hughes.
John Hughes. A John Hughes throwback film, but with Spider-Man. No, it's Spider-Man with a sprinkling of a high school movie, you fucking idiots. Like, Jesus fucking criminy. It really upset me. Like, see, I got upset about something so stupid, and I love the movie. Like, so, fuck you, Tom Holland. Fuck the reviewers that made me, like, not like Baby Driver a little bit because it'd been hyped up so amazingly. You know, fuck other people that, like, just... Don't overhype. If you like something, that's great. And if you want somebody to watch it, say, hey, I really enjoyed this. You should watch it. Don't say, oh, my God, that was the best amazing show. Not every show can be the best most amazing show. It can't. You should refrain that from things that have been on your mind for like a couple years. All right?
Oh, my God!
Thank you.
There's a lot of very excited things going on there.
Sorry. I had EJ and Alex came over and we hung out on Saturday night. Sunday went to the, anyhow, just, I've been keeping busy. So then yesterday rolled around and I had to work and.
Monday's always a bitch.
Yeah. So it sucked already in the first place, but I was well rested, which is like a change. Like, mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome kind of. But I don't know. Chris was sending me pictures and it made me miss my baby and I miss them now. So.
That's really sad, Jason, that you miss your wife. And
I miss the baby more than my wife.
I was thinking about that.
Like, I don't know that I would say that out loud.
I miss the baby more than my wife. Well, no, I mean, here's the thing. I've been with CJ every single day of her life
mm-hmm.
until like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's... And so it is different and weird and strange for me.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Sure it is. Kareem, how was your week? Do you have anything so melancholy as that to match up with it?
gosh.
It's a tough one to follow, I know.
I'm an emotional roller coaster,
you
guys.
You are. You really are. You're an emotional roller coaster, and I
am an FBI agent!
I'm not. Kareem, how was your week?
Shit. Since we've already, we'll make this one the melancholy show.
Oh no. I'll bring it around at the end. Don't worry.
I'm trying to think. Didn't do anything exciting over the weekend because I was trying to miss the traffic from 50 being closed, part of 50 being closed down over here.
Yeah. The bridge over here was shut down all weekend, which didn't really affect me.
Yeah.
I was expecting there to be more traffic, but I think everybody just went, well, it's the weekend. I'm just not going to go on the west side of the Sacramento River for anything.
Yeah. So I did go work out. So Tariq was the kid that played flag football for me since fifth grade
mm-hmm.
or played flag football me starting in fifth grade and who I've helped work out through high school. So we had one final workout before he starts college this week. So that was a joyous slash
sad. Yeah, melancholy.
Melancholy experience. Yeah.
Melancholic.
Yeah. So, but because of work, I get to go. I travel a lot around Northern California, so I pass his college he'll be going to like twice today.
Oh, there you go.
So I can, you know, check in on him up there like that. So that was cool. It's just, you know, thinking about that and talking to his dad and him at that when we were finished. You know, they were thanking me for all the time that I spent with him. But I was like, you know, during that process, there's been a lot of stuff that's gone on in my life, too.
Sure.
You know, I've lost parents and had other things happen. And, you know, that was one of the things that kind of helped me get through those times. So it was one of those things where somebody thinks you're actually doing something for them. And it actually works out for both of you that way. So that thing happened. And then I found out that my brother got sentenced to 8 years in prison.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so.
Did he deserve it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not as sorry to hear it then.
Yeah.
I mean, for you, I am.
For, yeah.
You, you, you know?
Because as an older sibling, sure. Then you start thinking about, well, fuck, what could I have done different?
Yeah.
And then, but it brings me back to my rant from last week about girls, but it's really about the concept of free will.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of free will, we like the idea of free will, but we only like the idea of free will if people do what we think they should do.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yes. We're not fans of the concept of free will if people do dumb shit.
Or free speech.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything that we disagree with from a values basis, we're not cool with it.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, you guys have heard my story many times at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up with a mom who worked for the city, who provided for him. He had everything that he wanted. There was nothing that he went without that he couldn't have got.
Right.
And, you know, his mom's parents made sure that they had whatever she couldn't provide. And so it's kind of one of those things where, like, fuck, dude, you're 40-something years old. You can't be the old dude on the corner, on the block.
Yeah, at a certain point, by around 25 or 26, you make a choice.
Yeah. You know, that's the choice you made. And, you know, because of the way I grew up, I dealt with been dealing with addicts all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing you learn as a kid with those people is that you really have no control over those people. Like, which lets you know that the idea of control is a facade.
Unless you're R. Kelly, yes.
Unless you're R. Kelly, yeah. But, you know, the idea of control is a facade. So you get used to people doing dumb shit or self-destructive things. And, you know, you're like, okay, well, this is what you want to do, then that's what you're going to do. There's nothing I'm going to do that's going to change that.
Yeah, you give people as much guidance as you can. You reach out and say, if you want to do the right thing, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
But you can't do it for people.
Yeah. And so, you know, part of this the stuff that goes on with Facebook and whatnot is people judging people or whatever. And it's not even necessarily judging. Sometimes it's judging, but sometimes commenting is like, look, these people make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I could have easily made the choices that he made. I could have easily made, you know, and I have made some wrong choices. So, you know, I'm not perfect.
Right.
But, like, you know, you said at 42, if you're doing the same thing that you were doing at 14, then
yeah,
that says more about you than anything else.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah,
hopefully, like O.J. Simpson, he'll figure out in prison how to, you know, get on the straight and narrow. I have a more fun story.
Good.
So on Saturday, Leslie and I and Leslie's dad got up early and headed out to Roseville to Top Golf.
Oh, yeah.
Which, if you're from Texas, there's a lot of Top Golfs around. The one in Roseville is the only one in California. And if you're unfamiliar with the concept, it's a really fancy multi-level driving range that you play competitively. And how do you do that? There are targets that you try and hit the ball into. And there's a variety of different ways to do it. They've got the original game, et cetera, et cetera. So we went up and started doing that. And I was expecting it to be, you know, a good time. It was a freaking blast to get up there. And they charge you by the hour. It's sort of like bowling alley, where it's a certain amount per hour for your thing. And yeah, it was just a blast. You know, they had a waitress bringing food out and the whole thing. We had breakfast there. It was not to turn into a commercial. By the way, Topgolf, if you want to sponsor us, give me a call. But yeah, it was just a lot of fun. And what I wasn't, because I hadn't been, there are at each bay a set of men's and women's clubs. So you can just show up. You don't need to bring clubs.
Oh, all right. That's cool.
So if you're like, I'd like to go, but I don't have clubs, or I don't feel like dragging them out there. No, don't worry about it. They've got them all right there, and it's all part of the thing. So really, really fun. There's music playing while you're doing it. A lot of weird rap from the early 90s on a Saturday morning.
Well, have music playing while you're doing it.
So it was a fun time, and did that for a couple of hours, and got out of there by 11 a.m. before it got too hot,
mm-hmm.
which is really the key. is to, around here lately, it's get your shit done by 11 because it's going to be hot.
Unless it's Monday through Friday.
Right.
And then it's like 90 degrees and beautiful outside.
It cools off for the week around here. On the weekend, back into the hundreds.
I mean, like, I'm okay with that, with only 2 days of really hot weather.
Right.
But, yeah, it would be nice to have a 90 degree day.
On the weekend?
On the weekend.
It really would be. But, yeah, because we had talked about maybe actually going out and hitting a golf course. And I invited you guys along, but you both had other stuff going on.
Yeah. I ended up working part of that Saturday morning, so that was the other part of that.
But we'll definitely go out and do that again.
Sunday mornings usually work better for me.
And here's the thing. The price increases as the day goes forward. Mm. So before noon, it's like $25 an hour. Once you get later in the, once you get to like the prime time stuff, you're talking about like $50-$60 an hour.
Wow.
But if you split that amongst four people.
Yeah. Is that kind of what they think is like four people per area?
You can have up to six.
All right.
I think you can have up to six before they say, hey, you need to have a suite or whatever it is. But, yeah.
You have to have you have to go to the champagne room.
The champagne room. And they were having a Top Golf tournament there that morning. People were signed up to play for the right to go and play at the Top Golf Championships in Vegas. And I thought, you people are stupid. and on a final note about how great I am. So the farthest target out, the most difficult one to get to is, and you'll like this, Kareem, it's the white one.
Of course it is.
And I got, I believe it was four or five balls over the course of 2 hours into the target, into the white target all the way out.
All right.
So considering it's the third time I've actually swung golf clubs, I will take it.
Yeah, right on.
That's pretty good.
I will take it. I'm a natural. What can I say?
You're natural.
I'm just that fucking good. I'm off to the golf course to find the real killers. That's an OJ joke. I will get to him later on in the show. All right, so this week, Donald Trump followed in the footsteps of many former presidents and addressed the Boy Scout Jamboree. And here's some of the things that he said while he was talking to kids 12 to 18.
The question, did President Obama ever come to a jamboree? We won and won. So when they said, there is no way to victory, there is no way to 270. You know, I went to Maine four times because it's one vote, and we won. But we won. One vote. I went there because I kept hearing we're 269. But then Wisconsin came in many, many years. Michigan came in. So... And we worked hard there. You know, my opponent didn't work hard there. Because she was told... The polls, that's also fake news. They're fake polls. But the polls are saying, but we won Wisconsin.
I'm reminding you for a moment. This is the Boy Scout Jamboree.
Mm-hmm.
Where normally the president comes out, or in the case of President Obama... He records something for them.
Right.
It's normally...
And Obama was a Boy Scout also.
Right. Trump was not. It's supposed to be something to reinforce the values of scouting. And I was not a Boy Scout, so whatever. But I just wanted to stop and remind you, this is a speech to a group of 12 to 18-year-old kids.
So I have to tell you, what we did... In all fairness, is an unbelievable tribute to you and all of the other millions and millions of people that came out and voted.
None of the Boy Scouts are old enough to vote.
For Make America Great Again. And by the way, under the Trump administration, you'll be saying Merry Christmas again when you go shopping, believe me. Merry Christmas.
You can say Merry Christmas now.
There's something that prevents you.
Secretary Tom Price is also here today. Dr. Price still lives. The Scout Oath helping to keep millions of Americans strong and healthy as our Secretary of Health and Human Services. By the way, you're going to get the votes? He better get them. He better get them. Oh, he better. Otherwise, I'll say, Tom, you're fired. I'll get somebody.
So he threatened to fire a Boy Scout in front of the Boy Scout Jamboree if he didn't get his way. That's a condensed version of the speech. You can read the whole transcript online if you'd like. I don't suggest it, but you can.
What an asshat.
12 to 18-year-old boys.
And I would like to say that, like, listening to it, because I've read it. I've read it a couple of times.
You read the 35-minute speech?
I read the outtakes and, you know, what you said and the response. Yeah, you know, I looked through this that information, mm-hmm. and I hadn't heard the cheers and stuff like that, because, like, that's one thing that I was reading a lot about also, is, like, all the cheers and, like, the clapping and everything that's going on. That doesn't sound like 40,000 people cheering and clapping. That sounds like a small little portion of them.
Sure.
And I can't say that they're all necessarily clappings and cheers. Some of those might have been like, come on, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Not booze. I was just thinking, I mean, they wouldn't boo, but.
Well, the Scouts are going to be excited because it's the president of the United States. So there is an excitement level to that. So let me just, I have a college friend who was there. He's into scouting.
Oh, yeah.
And he was at the Jamboree, and he just posted on Facebook, well, that was interesting. And as people were wondering kind of how are people actually reacting?
Yeah.
Is it what you're hearing? Is it something different? And what he said was, most of the kids were cheering wildly. Many adults, like myself, stood there somewhat dumbfounded. Don't have any issue with the Scouts for the reaction. It is exciting to see the president. They probably don't understand a lot of the backstory that we do. So what you heard was a lot of Boy Scouts who were cheering because the president was making a point without understanding. And
that's indoctrination.
I would, you know, and I am not going to sit here and compare it to a Hitler Youth rally, because that would be wrong to compare what Trump did at the Boy Scout Jamboree to a Hitler Youth rally. Do not, and I say do not, and I am not winking right now when I do this, do not compare Donald Trump's speech to the Boy Scouts to a Hitler Youth rally, because it's just not fair. The Scouts can actually go out in the woods and do other things besides shoot people. So do not compare the two. It's an unfair comparison. I don't want to hear it, and I will not stand for it. All right. Justin Bieber now has pulled the plug on his Purpose Tour. Hold on. Let me get a little Bieber for you, because, you know, that's what we do here. I want to set the right mood. Can you guys hear Pete barking in the background? That's great.
Oh, Pete.
What's going on, Pete? No one can hear it. It just seems really weird. All right, so let's set the tone. There we go. Justin's pulled the plug on his Purpose Tour because, quote, he rededicated his life to Christ.
What?
That's according to sources connected to Hillsong Church telling TMZ that. Bieber's decision seemed to come out of the blue, but sources say it was squarely based on what Bieber believes is religious enlightenment. He said he canceled due to exhaustion, but that's simply not true. Plus, his remaining touring schedule was not taxing travel-wise. TMZ is also told Bieber's crew is, in quote, incredibly pissed off at him, end quote, because it's impacted their financial well-being without any warning. Bieber has been virtually joined at the hip with Hillsong pastor Carl Lentz over the past few months, including at a huge event at a church event in Australia, but TMZ is told that Lentz did not advocate for canceling the tour. So Justin Bieber is very sorry, but Jesus says no more touring.
So are they going to have the police investigate this preacher who just had Justin Bieber join his cult?
I don't know. Do you miss him?
No.
Justin Bieber's a Canadian citizen. This is a problem for Justin Trudeau, not us.
Not us.
Not us. Well, Justin Trudeau, who knows? I'm guessing he has more important things to do.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know, man.
Good
for him.
If it were Donald Trump, he would be on it.
I think you might be right.
He'd totally be on it. So, I don't know. Whatever makes him happy. I don't care. I don't care either way. I just found the breaking, quote-unquote, news that he was giving up the tour for Christ to be interesting.
That is, that's kind of crazy.
Is it? Or is it just, you know... No, it's crazy. All right. So, I don't know if you heard about the NBA kerfuffle, but Kyrie Irving says he doesn't want to play with LeBron James anymore. Which, you know, that's fine and all, but Stephen A. Smith is back from a brief vacation from his radio show, and he's got some things to say that you need to hear about the whole situation, I guess.
I had sources in LeBron James camp literally tell me, and I'm quoting Charles, if Kyrie Irving was in front of LeBron James right now, LeBron James would be tempted, quote, to beat his ass. End quote.
Mm. Kareem, thoughts?
I might would help him.
The whole thing was just the weirdest thing, just like out of nowhere. Like, I don't want to play with LeBron anymore. I mean, what happened? What happened?
So, and the craziest part about this is that he actually almost made this demand after they won the championship last year.
That would have been the time to get out of town.
So you were going to quit the team that you just won a championship with because you weren't the main guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that motherfucker on my team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, where does he go where he's actually going to win, if that's the case?
Cleveland is 4-13. With him, without LeBron on the court.
Yeah. Yeah, LeBron James, whether you like him or whether you don't, LeBron James, at this point in time, still the best basketball player on the planet.
4-13.
Mm-hmm.
With LeBron on the court, with both of them on the court, they're like number two in like percentage of efficiency rating. With LeBron on the court and him off the court, they only dropped to 6.
Mm-hmm. I think what we're saying here, saying...
Wait. No.
Go on.
When you take LeBron off the court and leave Kyrie on the court, guess where they dropped to?
26th.
Jason?
29.
30.
Ah.
There are only 30 teams in the league.
That's not good. Right.
What if both of them are off the floor?
Oh, this.
That's just Kevin Love.
Just Kevin Love, yeah.
It's Kevin Love. They're the Timberwolves from a few years ago.
30. Without you, with you on the floor without him, you dropped to 30.
I love the fact that someone immediately went, Kings need to trade De'Aaron Fox up.
No, the Kings do not need to trade De'Aaron Fox.
First of all, Cleveland's not making that trade.
No.
So that's just dumb to begin with. Yeah. But
it depends on how much they want that guy out, though.
They don't. It's all him, and he has no leverage.
No. He has 2 years left on his contract.
He ain't got dick for leverage. And if you're the owner in Cleveland, you smooth this shit out because you've got a championship team. You don't mess with that. That didn't come around all the time.
And you made this demand after the draft.
Which was the dumbest goddamn thing. After the Clippers traded Chris Paul to Houston. Now, you weren't going to be the man in Houston.
No.
But Houston would have been a landing spot for him where they would have had the assets to give up to do that. It was stupid. If you're going to make that demand, you make that demand a week after the season ends.
Yeah.
You go, it's been great. It's been fun. And you do it quietly. You go, I don't want to play with that motherfucker anymore. Yeah. Get me out of here, please.
Yeah. But you don't want to play with him because you want to be the man.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in his shadow.
Well, don't worry. LeBron will be in the Lakers in a couple of years.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. That's the thing. It's like, okay, well, you just had a year to wait.
Right.
Okay. And so the four teams he wants to go to, one of those teams was San Antonio.
Not happening.
Even if it does happen, he's not the man in San Antonio.
No.
Kawhi Leonard is the man in San Antonio.
Well, and that's not how San Antonio runs anyway.
Exactly. So
Greg Popovich is the man in San Antonio.
Team number two, the Miami Heat. Eric Spoelstra runs the team.
Mm-hmm.
That team won more games than any other team at the, in the second half of the season, and they don't have any stars.
Right. They're a team.
They're a team. So you can't come there and play hero ball.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Minnesota's the other team. They're going to have to trade some of the people that they got that he wants to play with for him to get there.
Exactly.
And I can't remember what the last third team. What was the fourth team?
The Golden State Warriors.
No.
Because everybody wants to go there.
The New York Knicks.
Oh, yeah. They got nobody.
They got nobody.
They got nobody. They're not going to. And Derrick Rose signed to play with the Cavaliers this next year.
Yes, to be his backup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're an idiot.
Here's what's going to happen. He signed there because he knows they're going to get rid of Kyrie.
Yeah.
And he's going to be the starter.
Yeah.
He's not stupid. Derrick Rose is not stupid. If he can stay healthy, it's a brilliant move.
Yeah. And this, Kobe tried to say he didn't advise him. This is a Kobe Bryant move if I ever seen one. This is this stupid
It's
Shaq or me.
Well, but here's the thing, though. At that point, Shaq was two-thirds of the way through his career, and Kobe was at the zenith.
Right.
And as good as Shaq was, Shaq not LeBron.
Yeah, but then Shaq won a championship like the year after.
Yeah, so
in Miami.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on.
But yeah, if he had just said that I just want to be traded because LeBron's leaving in a year, nobody would say anything about that.
If he would have just quietly gone to management and said, I really want you to trade me. I'm not saying anything to anybody.
Yeah.
We'll keep it quiet so that you guys can go out and pull off your blockbuster.
Yeah.
Here's where I'd like to go. And let them know as soon as the season ended, they could have pulled off a huge blockbuster deal. There's no heat on him. They get back maximum. Now, they're not going to be able to pull a big deal off because everybody knows he wants out.
Yeah, but then he's not going to be able to make some drama.
Yeah, and now he probably won't get traded until at least December.
Oh yeah, he's going to be a deadline guy if that.
Yeah,
we're talking about like he's one of those people that has to have that crazy drama in his life, like because everything you're saying makes complete sense, unless you want to have drama and be the center of controversy.
It's true. All right, it's time for Cooler Tool. This one was going to be last, but I think we've already done it. Kyrie Irving,
Tool.
Oh yeah, Tool.
Up next in Cooler Tool, the Boy Scouts of America. Jason.
The Boy Scouts, my grandfather was an Eagle Scout. They're cool.
Kareem.
I'm a black man from the South. Fuck the Boy Scouts.
I'm kind of ambivalent about the Boy Scouts. At least they've come around on letting Scouts be gay. Because, I mean, look at that neckerchief, for God's sake. Is there anything gayer than that?
Not really.
Finally let it in. You know, they were teetering toward cool. They've teetered back to the Tool side. They're right on that borderline. So they're on the Tool side for me. I'm sorry. And finally, in Cooler Tool, Bieber. Kareem.
He's been a Tool a long time.
Jason.
Yeah, Tool.
Oh, yeah. He's an absolute Tool. And that'll do it for Cooler Tool.
That was a quick round.
Well, we were already on Kyrie. It was time to go ahead and do that. Hey, by the way, if you need a tool of any sort, you can probably get it on Amazon. And when you do, do it through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And we do appreciate it because it does take a little bit of cash to make this machine run.
Mm-hmm.
I just reminded myself, it's time to renew the domain name, NateDarlingShow.com. Got to do that, re-up that in the next 2 months.
Uh-oh.
Or it goes away.
No.
Jason, I'm going to need a little bit more.
No.
What?
Dear God, no.
Exactly.
Jeez, don't let it happen.
And that's why we need you to shop Amazon through that Shop Amazon tab.
People, please, if you care about Nate and the show and any of us at all, just go and click the tab.
Click the Shop Amazon tab, and here's what I want you to shop like.
Leroy Jenkins!
Treat yourself. Just go nuts. Go nuts.
Go nuts, do some donuts.
Books, movies,
lube,
sex toys, tools for around the house. You can get your pantry supplies, diapers.
Yeah, you can get pretty much anything and everything you need through Amazon.
Back to school supplies right now. So back to school supplies, very big.
Why aren't you doing it?
Go ahead and do that. All right, so thank you so much for taking care of that. All right, so that's it for that stuff. So I mentioned that we put out the word, hey, is there something you'd like us to talk about on today's show? Well, this was one of the suggestions. In Chicago, there was a man allegedly high on drugs, bleeding heavily from his genital area.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm. He apparently had cut his penis off.
Of course he has.
And that's just the beginning. Warning, the following video contains images that may disturb some.
Bro.
Calm down.
Calm down.
You, man.
The police are your man. Calm down. Relax.
Oh, my God. Shoot him. Shoot him.
No.
Oh, my God.
He's running naked at the police.
Shoot his ass. Shoot that.
They tased him multiple times.
Hey! Hey! God. Shoot his ass!
Please be careful. Oh my God.
This is a time when you shoot people!
I cannot watch someone get shot.
You do, bro! You came at her.
So there you go. It's very rare that you actually hear someone cheering for the police to shoot someone. They did not, other than with the taser. It bad times in Chicago. By the way, stay off drugs, kids. Stay.
Oh man,
leave that shit alone.
His condition is currently unknown as of right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Wow. Indeed. Wow. Indeed. You would think cutting your penis off so you were bleeding heavily would slow you down a little bit.
Not that guy.
Not that guy. That guy is gonna go ahead and charge at the officers.
Yeah, he's filled with some what? He's a copper top? What is he, like a Duracell? Is he Energizer? Is he just...
He was an African-American gentleman.
Anything that'll make me cut my pecker off, keep it away from me.
Right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's a bad look. All right, well, this buffers through some ads here. Did you hear about the Republican representative that thinks we should have some duels with some female members of Congress?
Oh, really?
I saw that.
Well, here you go. It's buffering right now, so you can hear it for your own with your own little ears as soon as it buffers out. He's from Texas. I know that'll shock you.
No.
It's thing one and thing two on All In with Chris Hayes.
Tonight, remember Texas Republican Blake Farenthold? The last time the congressman agreed to appear on this program was just days after Donald...
And then it's, of course, going to buffer.
Donald Trump's Access Hollywood tape was released.
I think this was a locker room talk that
locker
happened 10 years ago that he's apologized for. It was a private conversation that was off the record. That
Congressman,
just
if someone
to be
off the record said, if someone off the record in a locker room, this was not in a locker room, it was a workplace, said, I really like raping women, would that be locker room talk?
Again, it depends. You don't know the entire context.
But
of
you would
all
be fine with
but
that.
I'm not here if a to tape defend came Donald out, Trump. I don't like what he said.
If a tape came
but,
out with
Donald
Trump
can
saying
defend
that,
himself on that.
If a tape came out with Donald Trump saying that, saying I really like to rape women, you would continue to endorse him.
That would be bad, and I would have to consider. I'd consider it.
Congressman Farenthold's answer generated a slew of headlines like this one, and he apologized on Twitter shortly after the interview. Congressman Farenthold is no stranger to walkbacks. In fact, last summer, in the wake of Trump's attacks on a federal judge's Mexican heritage, Farenthold acknowledged, Trump may have crossed the line there, but I don't agree with everything I say sometimes. Today, Congressman Farenthold offered another bit of commentary he may come to regret, this time on Republican women in the Senate. And that's thing two in 60 seconds.
Well, we're not going to have to wait 60 seconds, because here it is.
Texas Congressman Blake Farenthold chimed in on the Senate Republican health care push. Speaking Friday, he had an odd message for colleagues who disagree with him, specifically women who disagree with him. And he apparently thinks Alaska and West Virginia are part of the Northeast.
The fact that the Senate does not have the courage to do some of the things that every Republican in the Senate promised to do is just absolutely repugnant to me. Some of the people that are opposed to this, they're some female senators from the Northeast. If it was a guy from South Texas, I might ask him to step outside and settle this Aaron Burr style.
What?
I refer to Stone Cold Steve Austin on that.
Huh? What?
Seriously, this is a member of Congress.
Let's settle this Aaron Burr style.
Someone needs to settle him Raymond Burr style.
Yeah.
Make him watch Ironsides. It's really boring now in retrospect.
Is it?
No, sure. It's in black and white and he's in a wheelchair. It's really dull to watch. That's Raymond Burr style.
Raymond Burr style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Oh, man. Like, come on. Like,
I enjoyed the exchange from last fall. Now, if he said that he enjoyed raping women, would you continue to support him? How about this for an answer? No.
Or how about this for an answer? That's a ridiculous question, and I'm not going to even offer an answer to it.
Right. Like, not. This guy's an idiot.
Not will, maybe.
By the way, you fuckers in Texas elected him. You also elected not a different district, but you elected possibly the dumbest person in Congress, Louis Gohmert. Go ahead and Google Louis Gohmert and listen to some of the things that airheaded jagoff says.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a delight. I think, here's what I propose. Let's break up Texas. It's too big. Oh, it's too big. Let's quarter it. We're going to quarter Texas. We can do what they did with the Carolinas or the Dakotas, North and South.
Mm-hmm.
We can do like Virginia, West Virginia.
And then they would get more senators, though. They don't need more senators. Congress people, like, in and out in 2 years.
How about this, Jason?
All right.
We split it into two. Texas and the area around Austin. That's how it goes. All right. So it's really weird to go from that to this, but a dating app has revealed what each state hates the most.
Mm.
So let's see. We don't have the entire list here because the Grand Forks Herald didn't have enough room for all the states, but I guess that's fine. So here are some of the more noteworthy things that people hate. Washington State, Keurig K-Cups. Which I suppose you're against the pollution because they're not recyclable, or at least most of them aren't. And of course, you got Seattle, you want the really good coffee. In Virginia, dabbing pizza grease with a napkin. They hate that. In New York, they hate Times Square.
I mean, I've known guys, people from Manhattan and like from the borough, and like, yeah, all of them like avoid that area.
Right, because it's filled with asshole tourists. You don't go there. Michigan, Pride and Prejudice. I'm not sure exactly what that refers to. If they hate people who are proud and prejudiced, having seen some things from Michigan, like Ted Nugent, I don't believe that's the case. I believe
they just hate the book Pride and Prejudice.
Yes.
How do they even determine that?
It's in an app. It's what people hate. In Kansas, they hate Seinfeld.
I can believe that.
It makes sense.
Right, because if you've only lived in Kansas, nothing in Seinfeld makes sense. In Iowa, long hair on guys.
That makes sense also.
That makes sense, yeah.
In Indiana, they hate bloggers.
Good thing that bloggers have stopped. I can be like, yeah, that's like it. Good. I mean, that's like hating something that doesn't really exist anymore.
Do they hate vloggers as well? Oh, there's plenty of bloggers, dude. Dude, you should know there's like thousands of mommy blogs.
Well, no, I mean, like, it's not.
It's not what it was.
It's not what it was.
Because everybody just rambles on Facebook now.
Yeah.
In Illinois, they hate biting string cheese.
What?
You peel it back. You peel it, motherfucker. You don't just bite it off like an asshole. In Georgia, they hate tuna salad. In Connecticut, they hate winter. which you know, it's a good portion of the year in Connecticut. So
it's no wonder.
Here's a tip. Here's a tip.
Move. Take a tip out of the Nate Darling book.
Yeah, if you don't like it, move. Go ahead and move.
Or my wife.
It's
like,
great.
Where can I go that's not cold and shitty all the time?
And if I miss snow, I can just drive and visit it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've been here 10 years. I've never fucking driven to visit snow. No, has not happened.
I've been here longer than that, and I have never done it.
Exactly. In California, our biggest thing that we hate, fidget spinners.
Where did that guy... Like, That's not what every single store I go into says to me.
Well, this is a dating app.
The kids
don't bring your fidget spinner on a dating app.
That's right, dating app.
If you bring your
this
fidget,
all makes much more sense.
If you bring
a
fidget spinner on a date you've got problems.
Yeah, understandable.
In Alabama, it's vegetarianism.
I believe that. Yeah, I believe that.
And finally, Arkansas, they hate cleaning.
That makes sense too.
I don't know if it's cleaning on a date or just cleaning in general, but they fucking hate it. So just remember, if you're in Connecticut, don't talk about winter on your date. Don't bite your string cheese in Illinois. And for God's sake, if you're a blogger, get out of Indiana.
And do not, if you are in Michigan, do not bring up Pride and Prejudice.
No.
Do not. I would just say stay away from Jane Austen and altogether.
I'm guessing Jane Austen, not a huge draw there. That's probably good advice, Jason. So I appreciate that from you. Hold on. I'm on the wrong thing. See what happens? I get all caught up in the moose soup lady.
Damn it.
And I don't have this.
Florida. Oh. Land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
A man who stripped off his clothes outside a Florida motel told police that, quote, "I get naked when I get really happy or really sad." That's according to an arrest report. The man's name is John Walter Lee Gill. He's 47. He was arrested Wednesday morning after disrobing on the sidewalk outside the Kenwood Village Inn in St. Petersburg. The unemployed Gill is residing at the motel, which is across from the Dunkin' Donuts. And a Fray's Donut House. Well, that's a lot of donuts in one spot, isn't it? Police allege that Gill, and there's his mugshot, gents, left his room and spotted multiple people sitting outside their rooms at the same motel, including children. He then allegedly dropped his shorts, exposing his entire naked body. While kids nearby only saw his buttocks, a patrolman reported that she witnessed Gill standing completely nude in front of the motel and in plain view of the public and other guests of the motel.
How can you be sad with a Dunkin' Donuts across the street?
Well, he does it when he's really happy, too. The officer noted that he made a spontaneous statement advising, "I get naked when I get really happy or really sad." The report does not reveal whether he was, in fact, happy or sad when he disrobed, though his decision to get naked may have been influenced by drugs. He's been charged with indecent exposure and obstruction, held in the county jail on misdemeanor charges. So, I guess good that it's not a felony charge for him. So, yeah, I get that. All right, let's get a little more Florida Corner for you.
Ooh.
Yeah. Florida Corner is like chips. You can't have just one.
You can't just have one.
You cannot. Throw this fella up here so you can take a look at him. A Florida man who identified himself as a drug dealer called police early Sunday to report the theft of cash and a small bag of cocaine from his vehicle. Again, he called the cops to report someone had stolen cash and a small bag of cocaine. Cops say that David Blackman, 35, complained that an auto burglar swiped $50 and about one quarter of an ounce of cocaine from his car.
Does he not know that that's why they stole it from his car?
While Blackman was showing a county sheriff's office deputy where the cash and coke had been, the cop noticed a second plastic baggie containing suspected cocaine on the center console. Further examination of the ride turned up a crack pipe on the vehicle's floorboard and crack rock in the center console. The contents of the plastic baggie, the crack rock, and the pipe all tested positive for cocaine.
Woo. Don't get high on your own supply.
He was apparently miffed that police theft investigation quickly morphed into a narcotics case. The self-described drug dealer, the officer noted, and I quote, asked if I knew the if I knew the cocaine was there, why did I let him keep talking?
Oh, man.
Because you do have the right to remain silent, but they're not going to make you.
Nope.
Fool. Court records show that Blackman's rap sheet includes callers for trespassing, domestic battery, resisting arrest, cocaine possession, grand theft, probation violation, and child neglect, for which he spent a year in state prison. Now, when he's not selling drugs, he's worked for Goodwill, Walmart, Sonic, and a seafood restaurant. His mugshot is the mugshot of a man who looks like he would fuck you up. Or at least try to. I don't know how successful he'd be, but he would try to.
Sounds like he wanted to go back to jail.
Well, at that point, he totally realized that's what was going to happen. So, anywho, enough with that.
Yeah.
Do you like the news bloopers? Do you like the news bloopers? Everybody likes the news bloopers, right?
Right. Yeah. Who doesn't?
I didn't really. I mean, yeah, I get it, but. This one had some people cracking up, and I was like, okay, all right, let's see if this makes you happy. All right, let me turn the volume up here.
...of that time, but we'll get there together.
Yeah, well, don't bet any money on it. All right, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. Speaking of do-it-yourself, that's your kind of thing, Maria. You love doing it yourself.
Good morning, everyone. Sometimes, yeah. I can take a look at the next 5 days ahead. What we have coming our way, we have some clouds around this morning, a few showers down throughout the southern tier. All of that will be clearing out later on this afternoon, and then we're going to be dry all the way until the overnight on Wednesday into Thursday morning. We'll have showers and thunderstorms, then clear it out once again. But I think our next shot of seeing some substantial rain.
They cut away to him drinking from a coffee mug and laughing.
Don't start. Okay. Good morning. We're back to reality. Oh, that's what I have to work with. See, I'm here doing the weather, and I can see what's going on in the background, and it's always some sort of shenanigans. 70 right now in Buffalo. It's 69 in Dunkirk.
In the background.
In the background.
In the background. I can see what's going on in the background. I know what's going on in the background in Buffalo. She likes to do it herself every now and then. It's back to being wet again. That's what he was chuckling about at the desk.
I just say, we'll get there together, and then you can take care of yourself.
Well, yeah, they were coming off a do-it-yourself segment.
Yeah.
And you like to do it yourself, don't you? And then she just you know where her mind is.
Well, I was already there when they said, we'll get there together.
Well,
and
yeah.
And I think that's where it all kind of started breaking down, and it just kept one thing after the other.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what's happening in Buffalo.
I should ask my wife if she heard that.
That's why she's doing it herself, because she's in Buffalo.
Meantime, former NFL star, Hall of Famer O.J. Simpson granted parole. Are we excited?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't for the whole cutting off his wife's head and that thing. It was for breaking in and stealing his old Heisman back. Was it a Heisman? Anyway, it was memorabilia. 9 years in jail he has spent. He got parole. That's just the beginning here. We all know that. But there's a corrections officer who was apparently friendly with OJ in prison. He went on Tucker Carlson's show to chat about the whole thing, and it kind of got weird.
The street also.
Jeffrey Felix joins us now. So, I mean, this is really illustrative. We're learning that not only is he a violent killer, in my view, he's also kind of a bad friend. You say you're his BFF, and there he is slagging you in the hearing today. How'd you feel?
Yeah, I felt horrible. I mean, in my book, all I said was good things about the Jews. I said he was a model inmate. You know, he never broke any disciplinaries. He always followed rules and regulation. He treated people with respect. I didn't say anything bad about him in my book. You know, I get hammered on the streets for, you know, sticking up for the Jews. And he puts on, you know, he puts on the bus driver's uniform. It just runs me over. I mean, he threw my name out there. Over 500 million people heard that. I mean, that was horrible.
Are you assessing your own ability to judge character now? You thinking maybe he's not the the double murderer I thought he was? Maybe he's a bad guy now?
I don't know. All I know is how I feel betrayed. I mean, yeah. All I did was stick up for him, and he ran me over. I mean, it's horrible.
What?
I mean, let's be real. Were you really surprised that O.J. Simpson wasn't loyal to a prison guard?
Well, he doesn't have to throw my name out there. You know, okay, look, O.J. Simpson had one shot at freedom today to the parole board, and yeah. He took that chance and threw my name out there. I mean, that's taking a risk.
Why was he mad at you, do you think?
I have no idea. Maybe it's over the cookie story. He should be more angry, and his camp should be more angry about the story that came out about the lady pleasuring, or him pleasuring himself in front of the woman guard that never happened.
What?
Now, I haven't read your book. It's on my nightstand, but, you know, long reading list. But apparently you've got a chapter describing his private parts, the whole chapter?
What?
Yes. That was more my co-writer's idea. But, you know, after seeing him, I kind of felt inadequate about myself.
Okay. What?
Without even getting into any more of those details, thank you very much, I wonder if maybe that's why he's annoyed.
Well, how can he be annoyed about that? That's a compliment. I mean, if you tell him that he's not working with anything, that would be horrible.
Okay. I'm siding with O.J. all of a sudden, Jeffrey, so we're going to have to cut the segment short. But thanks a lot for joining us.
Have a great night.
You too.
What?
Wow.
I don't know, maybe because you are a guard who wrote a book for no other reason than because you were a guard for O.J. Simpson. Like... does that guy have no self-awareness? And then, like, he writes a book about it and, like, wonders why his name is talked about, like, as he's an author. And like, dude, you should be happy. That means your book's going to sell, man. Like, don't come out and act like a turd. That guy is, like, the big, like, that guy is such a tool. Like, if we could play Tool or Cool again, like, that guy is a major tool.
What?
You wrote a chapter
about O.J.'s penis. Just think about that for a moment.
A full chapter.
Well, apparently it's a big penis, Kareem. He's got to do a full chapter on it.
Yeah, he did a visual with, like, dots and said, like, if you put all the dots, all the periods in this whole chapter together, if you line them all up end to end, it will be the size of O.J.'s
the real reason O.J.'s pissed, that was a pop-up chapter.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say about that prison guard.
I felt inadequate after watching that. Like, why are you watching, looking at another man's penis?
Well, and here's the other thing. What is wrong with you that you're telling people that? Exactly. I mean, you don't have to brag about the size of your penis, but you also, unless your mistress told you to on the side because it's part of your kink, you don't need to go on TV and tell people, oh, by the way, I have a small penis.
Hey!
Just saying. Just saying. All right, let's wrap it up.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, this is from my old TV station in Plattsburgh, New York, and I'll let Stephanie Gorin explain what's going on.
The rainy weather is taking a toll on attendance at the Plattsburgh City Beach. This summer, the numbers are down from what they were last year, and that's where we find NBC5's Liz Streppa with more. Liz.
Yeah, Steph, those attendance numbers are down, and it's because days like this have been a regular occurrence this summer. But city officials hope that'll change. Heading to the Plattsburgh City Beach, chances are you'll need an umbrella.
Obviously, nobody sits and tans on the beach on a rainy day.
Steve Peters with the city's recreation department says attendance is down this year, and there's only one person to blame, Mother Nature.
We can't create the weather, unfortunately, but... you know, we make sure that on those nice days, we're ready for people.
Peter says the beach brings in about 40,000 people each year, and people bring their wallets. The city typically cashing in at about $60,000.
Nice weather years, we get a lot more people.
But this year, about 35,000 are expected at the beach.
We're taking a hit financially, but we're also, in a way, we're saving on expenses because we're not putting as many people on.
P-
people, like lifeguards, aren't staffed when the beach is closed. Mayor Colin Reed says he's not too worried about beach money, but the loss piles on top of the city's multi-million dollar deficit.
It's not going to hurt our budget that much.
Peters is hoping for a warmer end to the season.
Really looking forward to a nice warm August.
He has some advice for Chief Meteorologist Tom Messner.
Anything Tom can do to make this a little bit better summer, let's hold off on the rain so that we can get people out on the beach and make some sandcastles and have some fun.
Making summer memories priceless.
There you go. Oh, hold on, she's still talking.
For much of its lost revenue and walk away with about $55,000 at the end of the season. That's the latest here in Plattsburgh. I'm Liz Streppa.
It's cold and raining and people aren't going to the beach. That's it.
Wow.
In case you're wondering, it's cold and rainy and people are not coming to the beach. I'm sorry. Sorry to report that no one is coming to the beach. So there you go. No one coming to the beach, and that's a problem. But we don't have to staff it. So fuck you, lifeguards who are making a little money on the side. Ha ha.
Hey, you can get a tan and stay cool.
It's true. Hold on. Hold on. I love how one thing is playing out of the computer speakers and not through where it's supposed to. This is hilarious. This is so silly. I'm just trying to wrap up the show. I'm just trying to wrap up the motherfucking show in a way so that it makes sense and can hear the music. By the way, same computer. This one's playing out through the headphone jack just fine. You know why? Because I think the internet hates me. But only so much. Because the internet is where this show lives. Remind you one more time, do all of your Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon tab. At NateDarlingShow.com, help support the show, and we do appreciate it. We'll be back on Friday with another fresh, new episode. Lots of more nonsense to talk about. Because the world never stops spinning us nonsense. Whether someone has turned the Boy Scout Jamboree into their own personal rally. Someone's cut their penis off and charged it at the police. Or maybe, just maybe, it's raining and cold and people aren't going to the beach. We'll be there to tell you all about it.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
And make fun of it. In the meantime, here's Carl Douglas, a little kung fu fighting on the Nate Darling Show. Bye bye.
What? Huh? What?
Look at this. What? Look at this. Huh? What?